Previously on Holland and Curl.
The bottom of the ball of yarn.
Yeah.
Actually, the yarn...
Trails off.
Trails off.
Oh, shit.
And it's covered.
I'm following that thing.
Okay. So you see on the tops of these towers, some silhouetted thing is like jumping between the towers.
Right.
I see you head towards the domain of the great Meow.
Oh, that's what it is. Yeah, I'm going for that. Can I shout in? Hello? What's going on up there?
It's just... It can't hear you for miles.
No, I've got quite a quiet voice anyway. Don't worry about it.
The wind starts to catch it.
Yeah.
And then you grab one side, I grab one side, and we just...
Fly up.
Fly straight up into the top of one of these towers. And there before you is this huge... Like, it looks like one of those waving cats.
Meow! Welcome to the domain of the great meow!
I don't mean to laugh at your voice, it's just funny. It just sounds funny.
I am the great meow, queen of cats.
Ooh.
You may have one champion from all of Holland and Cow. One champion to join you. Then we shall battle... That meow. The loser will lose something from all space and time. I shall move meow reveal. Whom shall be removed from space and time meow.
And he holds up with his nails.
Oh, God.
Walrus and giant skull pictures of both of them.
Yeah.
And then two of the towers revolve around and they're in there. So we
choose the wizard. What created you, Cosmic Meow?
By the rules of the game, the third tower rotates, and there's the wizard in there. And he's like, "What are you using this game against me?" Okay, now we need to choose our hero.
Well, I mean, my immediate thing is to go to Roger, who was the retired underwriter from season one of Holland and Cow, who was defeated by Conan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give them a chance.
Yeah.
Okay, we have 30 hit points each.
Yeah.
Like, and the cat has 100.
Yeah.
Okay, so the cat is a badass. Bear in mind, my sword does one damage. Let the fight begin.
And Roger's got a sword that he got lent by Conan.
Yeah, Roger's got a sword, and it's going to be the same hit points as mine.
Okay.
You've got your illusory magic. Suddenly our plinth splits into three and like you're on a plinth that's made of like bronze, mine's made of platinum and because I'm, you know, hey.
Yeah.
And actually yours is made of wood.
Okay.
Mine's made of platinum with like my face made arranged in diamonds on the top.
Yeah.
And in certain lights it looks like I'm winking. Yeah. And on yours is a child's drawing of your face. We're not sure what happened. You would have thought of all the people that Holland would have actually had the one that was planned out, but you know, these things happen. Whatever happens,
we
right?
We got so, it second hand for Jay, and that's cool.
So we're both there on plinths, and then what's his name?
Roger.
Roger. Roger is on the third plinth, so we're arranged in plinths, and then all the way around the Cosmic Meow is a series of plinths.
Okay.
And he's in a big plinth in the middle.
So it's about like jumping towards
game.
Him, and then...
Yeah, but, like, to jump a plinth, you're going to have to roll.
Yeah, sure.
You know, so there's a whole ray of plinths all the way around, and then around the back of the ray of plinths is, like, just like a rope.
Okay.
Like a, you know, like a ring.
Right.
Like a wrestling ring.
Right.
Yeah.
On each plinth, it's got that, sorry.
No, just the whole way round.
Okay.
So the back, so you wouldn't fall off the back.
Oh, okay, right, sure.
So you can, you know.
Yeah.
Right, so that's that. So it's big ring. I'll draw this for you listeners. We'll put it on our Twitter or something. People at home who are D&D is going, this guy is just overcomplicating everything. And then you've got to remember, guys, there's a wind and the air
wind
pressure.
Resistance. And do you want friction or no friction?
Right,
friction
just as I'm like over-describing all this stuff, right, the cat just swings his paws around and just destroys the two back plinths.
Right.
And that's his go. So he's like, meow! And you can can see his eyes go red. It's like he's being overtaken by evil. He's not on our side anymore. Yeah. He's possessed.
Well, wait till he gets the taste of this illusory magic. I'm going to.
So I'm looking at you going, yeah, following a ball of golden yarn, Holland. Yeah, brilliant one. What do we get out of it? We save this thing that's trying to kill us. Brilliant. Yeah, great job.
Yeah.
I was having a really nice wee. Well, look what I am now. Right. So I take my go, shouting at you.
Yeah.
That's me done.
I go, don't worry, Jay.
You're controlling Roger and yourself.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
So Roger jumps forwards a plinth through the plinth closer.
We'd better roll for that.
Okay. How does Roger do? If I miss this roll, he doesn't fall down and die.
Depends what you roll, I don't know. Oh my god.
I think Roger's fallen down in one.
He's rolled a one.
Roger just jumps off the plinth and dies. Just falls, plummets.
It's like, I told you to choose Kodas!
We had the other sword as well.
Oh, no way. Oh, there's got to be some... Use your illusory magic, Holland, to do something to help him.
Okay, well, I'm going to try an illusory... But if it's an illusion, does that mean he'll just fall through?
Yeah, but you might be able to confuse...
Oh, for the cat. Oh, yeah, no. I'm all over that. I'm going to make an illusion, which is another cat on a different plinth that's the same as that cat.
How's that going to save him falling?
The cat will get...
Try and save him! Turn him into a...
Oh, I thought he was dead.
A really attractive ball or something as he's falling.
Oh, good idea. I'll use my illusion magic to change Roger into one of those mice. Looks like one of those sort of mice that cats play with a lot. That's got catnip in it.
Yeah, yeah, cool. Okay.
I'm going to roll for that.
Two.
Okay. Sorry, Roger, bye.
So he looks a little bit more mousy as he just and like he hits the ground just I'm like, well, I think that's his merchandise over. You've ruined a potentially lucrative character there.
Well, okay. I mean, yes, maybe.
So it's cats go.
There's a lot of choices I would have made differently.
Cats go. So I'm just going to say there's ten plinths.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's just easy. And the cat's just going to destroy with another two paws the next two.
Right.
So it's starting to shape into a crescent moon.
Okay, almost. Right.
And we're in the centre of it. But he's destroying the other side. It's like he's...
Yeah.
You know, going to close down our options.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
And bearing in mind that we're so screwed. So he's done that, right? Okay, I'm going to take my go. Mm-hmm. I'm going to, like, whip this, like... illusionary sword.
Singing sword.
The singing sword. Dude, like, play Slayer or something. He's like, rain in blood. So I'm like, okay, this is cool. And I mean, what can I even... I'm just gonna have a little swing at him for a start.
Yeah.
Just a little... Oh, shoot. So, I miss... Okay, right, so that's me. Like, I'm okay. Like, dude, we are so dead. It's all about...
I've got a plan.
This really is a puzzle for illusionary magic.
Okay.
Like, I am nothing in this. The other guy is dead. This is all on you. I'm nervous.
What I'm going to do is make an illusion that one of us has got onto... his plinth and has jumped onto him.
His own plinth?
Yeah, so that he'll attack the illusion of one of us, but actually end up hitting himself and dealing damage to himself.
Amazing idea.
That's my plan.
Okay.
So it's an illusion. So it looks like you've run at him and jumped on and grabbed onto him or something.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I'm trying. Five,
okay. Nice. So it's his go, and he just sees, like, this dashing Jake out on his chest, and he sort of, for a moment, he thinks, well, maybe I should leave it there, because I look better with him on me.
Yeah.
But then he's like, no, I have to destroy him, even though he's beautiful, and there's a small tear that forms in his eye as he thinks about doing this. And he rolls a two, and he misses. So he just slides right through the illusion.
Oh, no.
But that's his go, so well done.
Okay, nice, yeah. It's you again.
Is there any, like, music that cats are scared of? I'm going to get the cat to do, like a Scooby-Doop song where it, like, goes... You know, cats say that? It's doing that, and it's like a... I mean, I don't know, what do you reckon? Like, is that a hit? I don't know.
I think that probably does damage to his... his intelligence, and then he can't.
Maybe like slides back and just like slightly does a like he does his Achilles in a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh no, okay, it's fine.
It doesn't bother.
Okay,
me.
Yeah.
Okay,
right, so that's me.
I mean, I'm thinking there's a bigger version of that I can choose. Maybe we can make the cat fall off by fighting another bigger cat.
Okay.
Or scare him off. I'm going to try and make a big illusion of another cat.
Yeah.
That will scare him off.
What, there's like on, like, I don't know, say on the plinth where the wizard is.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to try that and see if he attacks it and destroys it. 5. Yeah. Made it.
So you don't forget that there are things in the other towers.
Yeah.
Like a giant robotic scorpion that would kick ass. Just don't forget that.
Don't worry, scorpion, I've got this sword.
That's me just kind of going, you know, there's a, like, you know, like, in a cage, there's a basically a tank in a tank, but hey, you know, I've got a singing sword, so don't worry about it.
Okay. All in good time, Jay, don't push me.
Okay, so you've made this giant cat appear, and he's on top of the wizard's thing.
Yeah.
Right? So the, I mean, I guess the cat's going to swing at it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're going to unleash the, I don't know, I guess you could unleash the wizard and then we're even more screwed, or it could hurt the wizard.
That's what I assumed it would
hurt. It's going to hurt the wizard. Yeah, totally. I mean, you're totally right, aren't you? 4, yeah, it hurts the wizard. Nice. Right, so he's going to swing, and he's just going to, like, smack it, and the wizard's going to, I rolled a 1, the wizard's just going to, like, shake around. Whoa!
Wow, it's shaking.
This is a really bad day.
This is unsettling, but fine.
And I've got no mobile reception, so I can't call the other wizard. What a handy thing. And, yeah, so the commentators are like, well, it's...
this looks pretty bad.
Okay, so cats go again, so it's back to me. I'm gonna get my singer's sword to do some, like, electro, like... Yeah. So it means I can get in like 3 swings because I'm like pumped by the music, and I roll a 1 and I just miss again. What I've realised is that just swinging my sword doesn't hit him because I'm a distance away.
Yeah,
I was a bit confused because he's such a big cat.
You thought he was really close.
I thought he was closer than he actually was. So I've just figured that out and gone, oh, Holland, he's further away than he appears.
Yeah,
it's perception, isn't it? It's perspective, is it? Yeah. So now it's your go.
Yeah.
I'm drawing diagrams on the bottom, like trying to like a little cone,
distance.
Like a cone with like a big cat far away and a small cat close up.
Yeah. Okay. Right. So I'm thinking of what's best to do it. So maybe. And to put one of us on one of the supporting structures. Do something so the cat destroys the cage for the scorpion, basically. Mm-hmm. That's what we all know, that's what's going on. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So.
Right now, his lights in his suit are just flashing red.
Yeah, like it's getting charged up.
Yeah.
Just ready to go.
Okay. Oh, Scorpion, you know we love you, really do. We're sorry. It's like, yeah, you love me when I need me.
Yeah, I think the scorpion hasn't got any other friends as well, because he does hang out with us a lot, and I feel like...
You know, I can hear you! This is brutal! Just, this is character assassination! A little sad firework fires off.
The cat so alone. Slowing down.
This is not the time to demoralise him! You're the man, Scorpion! You're the scorpion dude! Cool.
Everyone loves you, Scorpion!
You're the awesomest.
But just because I'm like, you know, if he doesn't like us, why is he still...
We're calling this episode Mecha Scorpion and Friends, all right?
Yes, exactly.
Really? Yeah, we promise. Yeah,
definitely. Check it out.
We're doing it.
We're doing it after this. Right, so make an illusion that there's one of us is on Scorpion's cage.
Mm-hmm.
And then the cat will be like, I'm going to smash him. 2. Okay, there's a sort of weird marionette.
Okay. Right, the cat, he's fed up. He's you know, he's been swinging around. And he's just gonna swing. He's just gonna use both paws to like thunderclap me.
Yeah.
Just like smack me straight out.
2.
Oh, but I am so awesome because he rolled a 2. I just like do a little shimmy and the sword goes whoop whoop and I miss it.
Yeah.
And he just collapse in front of me, and I go, ha, perspective! Okay, I'm going to try and jump to the next plinth. Six. I completely nail it. I do a little sweet-ass roll. Everything, if it's six, I should get another roll, right? I mean,
okay.
I just, as part of the
that
move,
seems fine.
I'm going to slide across the plinth, and I'm just going to like poke him in his feet, because they're kind of over the edge of the... Like it's like, you know, like when cats sit on things and his little feet are really close together. And I just kind of like tap it, and he's just like, whatever, mate.
Meow, whatever, meow.
Okay, so my guy, I'm going
to
encourage...
Meow, need to do better than Matt.
What?
Mice try. I'm going to, for my guy, I'm going to encourage Scorpion to try and break out of his own prison and have his own go.
You're gonna wake him up
because I put him down.
You're gonna project a montage of how awful Scorpion is, and the actual looks of admiration in her eyes, and the times that he saved us, and how he's really a hero, and that we love him.
Exactly. So I'm gonna project that.
You're gonna project
him,
that into the sky. Five. Oh, it's awesome. There's fireworks. There's like
Scorpion,
Keanu Reeves is in it.
What could we have done without you?
Dead Scorpion, due to you, Keanu Reeves' tears saved me.
Scorpion, can you help us break out this prison, Scorpion? Sure I can. Thanks, Scorpion. He's played by like an American actor in it. But he knows it's him. It's basically it's like a biopic of his life.
It's like The Rock.
Yeah.
But he's got like a big like tail on.
Inflatable tail.
He's wearing tinfoil. Okay, well, now the Scorpion's in place, so roll for him to... Oh, he rolled a one.
Not a one. So he's out.
He's out.
But he's just having he's sort of
welling
up. He was from the excitement.
He's just there going, do you know you guys kids? Thanks. gangsters do crime. Right, so now it's Meow again. He's gonna swing at Scorpion because you know.
Yeah, he's suddenly in danger.
That thing's disgusting. Well, he rolls one.
He's two. He's just embarrassed.
Yeah, he just kind of taps it like a cat taps at something.
Yeah.
And the wizard's like, "Come on, kitty, destroy them."
Yeah.
You know, I should have done it with a lizard. He was annoying. I was just buying these little live crickets.
Yeah.
He's somewhere else. I turned him into a game show.
Well,
where's that? We love that. It's down the road.
We'll go there next. But not you if we win, because you'll disappear from existence.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, it'll be gone. Okay, so that's the cat. It's my go. I'm going to get up. I'm fed up with this sword, because now it's like choo 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 choo, and I just hate it. And I'm just going
to
fling it in his face.
Yeah,
because I'm fed up
with
it. Six, right? So straight in his temple, and that's one hit point. So it's three hits.
Nice.
Three. That's how we're going to do it. So he's on 97.
Oh, yes.
Really going to... Scorpion's just going to...
Scorpion's
like just going to...
Really devastating.
Just pretty, you know, like three hits, man.
Well, I'm just going to keep playing a montage and get him pumped up. Hopefully increase his...
And the montage is going to play all the way up to this moment, so he realises now's the time.
So yeah. I'm gonna do that. Four.
That's enough. So you're just gonna jump onto the cat's face.
Yeah.
Just and roll for damage.
Okay.
Oh wow! It's 10 points a hit from Scorpion, so that he's down to 47
nice.
Straight off the bat. We're all right. We haven't even lost any health yet because the cat hasn't managed to hit us.
No, you're dodging really well.
All right. Cool. Now the cat's pissed off. He's gonna swing at me, and he's gonna swing at you, just for you know, because people at home are thinking,
not bothered about the scorpion on his face.
No, because he's blindly.
Oh, okay.
He's like, so he's just gonna swing at me. He hits me.
Four.
Oh my god. Oh dear.
Four for accuracy and a six for damage.
Yeah. Well, I don't even know. It was two. So. 6 is 12, so 30, 20, 8, I'm on 18.
18, not down to 18. What about me? Does he hit me? It's a 3.
No, it doesn't hit you.
Just misses.
Okay, so I'm like peeled part of my face. I'm like, is it still cold?
I'm just trying not to throw up in my mouth.
It's really cool.
I can rock this, right?
Oh, God, darn. It's really cool. I'm just not looking at you because it's so cool.
I tuck my face under my cap. Okay, right, so, I'm just going to do one of my legendary punches.
Yeah, yeah.
Just straight at him.
Six. So legendary.
Just fly through the air like Dragon Ball Z. And a rainbow fires out of my, rear end.
Yeah.
And just, people are like, rainbow? I'm like, what? I'm taking it back. can't just be homosexuality. It's a rainbow. They're badass.
Jay is going for the rainbow punch there.
And
It's a five.
So that's, I don't know what my hit points are for my punch.
Your legendary punch. But Let's find out using this dice.
Yeah.
Jay's hit points.
We're going to do some serious maths now.
Six.
Whoa! Six times five. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. That's 30.
30.
That's 30. Oh, my God. That's
incredible.
He's down to 17 now.
I didn't know that you could just punch that well.
I didn't know that either.
It's the rainbow.
I'm going to start carrying myself with more gravitas.
I'm going to try the same thing.
Okay.
I'm going to fly one of my legendary punches. Okay, so I sort of jump. Oh. It's not a rainbow, but it's like a mist.
No, you made it. The punch has made it. Now you've got to do for damage.
Okay, but it's not quite as cool a punch. It's like slightly. So mist is coming out instead of a rainbow and a light
you
drizzle
just got, one
before
colour.
A rainbow appears, like the sort of.
Yeah.
And it's. No, just sort of fly past and land.
No, you hit it and it just goes. You're like, you look at me and I'm like, well.
What you did,
I learned it from a wizard.
30 damage and I got.
I met this really cool gay wizard and he taught me the gay wizard punch.
Unbelievable. I thought I could do a rainbow punch.
Well, you know, you need to hang out with cooler wizards. It was a great night. We're up all night dancing.
Yeah, cool.
Great tequilas.
Well, at least my face is still on.
Sorry, I'll fix it. Still my speed dial. Hey, party gay wizard. Hey, what's up, man? What's going on? I was like, my face is falling off. Oh, don't worry, man. I'll be there soon. So it's just
coming. You can see a rainbow in the distance.
Yeah. He's doing this punch. Just
cats go.
Cats go. Cat is super peed now. He's not quite in his. When he gets into his last 10, he gets a bit of a turbo cat boost, but he's not there yet. I don't know what I'm rolling for, but he's hit whatever he's going to do. I'm just going to say he's going to hit me again.
Yeah.
He's going to hit the scorpion in his face, because he's got to hit the scorpion in his face. So it's a good hit. Oh,
five.
Wow, that is serious damage. That is five times, what was it, five?
Five fives?
Yeah.
25.
Yeah, so I don't know what scorpion's got, but we'll say he's got the same as the cat for this. So scorpion is on five. I mean, we can't give him more health points than the cat, can we?
No.
I should have done this in advance.
No, it's fine.
I might be winging it.
So he's down to five, so he's pretty damaged, even through his robot suit as well.
Robot suit's falling off. He's no! And one little firework fires off and says emergency in the sky. okay.
Yeah.
Right,
so scorpions go, right?
Yeah, scorpions go. And he is super. Annoyed now. You know, you don't mess with scorpion, man.
No, exactly.
His tail is just
So is he into berserk mode?
He's just gonna go. I'm not gonna give him any bonuses, but he's just gonna go. What's he doing? You're rolling. He's hit. No, you can't count that. You've got to decide what he's gonna do first.
Okay. No, he's attacking. He jumps off the cat's face into the air, and he's just gonna power straight down with both claws pressed out
until
a slam straight down.
Can we get blue lines whizzing off him? Yeah.
Sort of the air vibrating around him as he powers down
and
comet.
And somewhere from the distance you hear this scorpion punch.
There's a sonic boom as he sort of accelerates. And then you're like, is he gonna hit? Five.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yes.
Wow. Okay,
straight down. So it's not spot on as he'd have liked, but
no. This is for this is the damage multiplier right now.
Two.
Okay. That's 10. So because he does five to the.
It's because he's weak. He's been hurt, so he's like.
Yeah.
Still
awesome. We're
That looked so cool, Scorpion. I mean, see, honestly, anything I said before was that.
Cats on seven. It's
What do you reckon, Walrus?
Just bursts into blue flames.
Oh, God.
Because he's, like, turbocharged kid
now.
It's like my old cat was like that. Always on fire.
Yeah.
People come around and go, you say cat on fire? I'm like, no, it's just a...
just angry.
Cosmic key.
Yeah.
That's how they look.
Well, it's just
that's
watching
the cutest idea I've ever had, cosmic keys. They just fly through space and they're, like, blue flames.
And just land in...
just in little groups.
And just land immediately on a car bonnet.
Yeah.
It's warm and just sit there.
Yeah. Yeah, but the car's completely crushed. Okay, whose go is it? I can't remember.
It's Scorpion just had a go, so it's either the cat. I think it's the cat.
Cat's have go. We had goes?
I think it went.
Yeah, we did. Did we do punches that last? We've lost our go because we're talking about it.
Yeah.
So cat's come back. He's gonna go for you because you're the healthiest one. He's gonna go for Scorpion because he's got a real chance of finishing Scorpion off.
Mm.
Like Scorpion's on his like chest again,
yeah.
And you can see it's like a little bit like ah.
Yeah, it's hurt.
And you know his suit's fallen off, and he's like, right, it's time.
He's got
to
one
just...
firework left.
Yeah. So what he's gonna do is he's gonna wrap his paws around Scorpion, like squeeze him.
Yeah.
Like he's just gonna like try and pop him out of his shell, basically. Six. Oh wow, that's just totally.
That's it.
Destruction. I only won though. That's all he needed. Because I rolled a 6, so he like nailed this grab, and I rolled a 1, which means just 1 times 5 is five. Scorpion is 1 5. Scorpion is knocked out. He just pops out of his shell, and there's this like little pink thing when he comes out. Oh, no! The shell just falls to the ground, and like shell collectors go by and go, oh,
it's right, a good one there at the moment.
Stay away from that. And okay, so he's done.
So we've got to do 7 damage.
I'm gonna spend my go just like shouting at the like my mate. Okay. My mate Party Steve or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
And just be like, over here, my face is falling off. I'm concentrating, I need this.
I've just had an idea. I'm gonna use my illusory magic to make a mirror double of you.
Okay.
That if you get attacked then the cat hits that instead of you.
Oh,
so
nice.
The damage is negated.
Nice.
So let's see if it works. Yeah, 4 if it works.
Yeah, it's totally fine.
2. No, okay.
It's like a cardboard one.
Yeah, so it's not going to...
It's enough. It's enough. It worked. The initial roll, it worked. Yeah. That was just a roll for like how good it is.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
cats are kind of...
Is that what you think I look like?
Cats stare at mirrors and think, oh, you know, it's fine. It's just a cardboard cat. And what I probably want to do is cut his face off to put on my face, but you're like, no, don't. We need it. And I'm like, oh, but my... So you can have it later. I'm like, oh, all right. cool. So cats go again.
Cats go.
Cat's just going to. It's me and you. He sees there's 2 of me, and he just swings at you because you know why not? He doesn't. He just swoops past you.
Nice. I haven't done any cool dodges. I've just luckily stood there.
You stood there completely still and got another haircut.
Yeah.
I'm like, how does that happen?
It's just good timing.
It's really like
good
cool, like Wolverine-esque.
Yeah.
Kinda, like,
yeah.
At an angle.
Yeah.
Right.
So does he have gel on his claws as well? I think he did, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. It makes him feel good.
Okay.
Right, you'll go.
I'm going to, like... I'm pretty tired. I did my cosmic punch.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm going to do, against your advice, is I'm going to pick up the copy of me and I'm going to throw it in his face.
Okay.
Because I haven't got anything else. And I'm going to miss. Sort of so I just like try and throw it and it just catches a gust of wind. I'm like, oh, no. That's your go.
All right. I'm going to... I can't do it. I'm going to try punching him. I'm going to try punching.
But this could be... You could finish him on that. Do you want to repeat finish? What about a kick?
That's true.
Could, you know.
I'm going to try cosmic kick. Maybe I'm better at those.
Okay, yeah.
I'm going to assume that my kick isn't much damage to it.
Yeah, I've got an idea of what it would look like if it was amazing.
Yeah.
Like sort of like whirlwind.
So am I going to... Because we're next to him.
You're like... what's her name? Chun-Li? She like spins like a helicopter on her legs.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's like why that. I'm going to try and do that.
Okay.
I'm like, yeah, I've seen that because you're telling me.
Yeah, and you've got you've ripped off your trousers and you're wearing a little Japanese skirt with white knickers on. I'm like, you didn't need that. Like, it's part of the look.
No, it works for Chun-Li. Okay.
It's weird with a beard.
Two.
So you just stand there.
Just try and do a headstand and my skirt falls forwards and I fall over and it's just embarrassing. I'm like, is he dead yet? Is he dead?
This is just, the scorpion. Like, this is depressing, lads. It's taking too long. We can't even edit it out for continuity. All right, okay. Well, I'm going to bring it now. So I'm going to. Oh no, it's the cat's turn, isn't it?
Because you threw the illusory copy.
Oh damn it! Right. Well, the cat he's going to swing at me again. He's going to swing at me big. In fact, he's not even going to swing at me again. He's going to do a cat punch.
Mm.
So he's going to like bring his little claws in. And he's just going to just
straight forward.
But don't forget, there's the ropes behind me, so that's all right.
So you're not going to get knocked off.
Yeah. And I'm guessing, and if it goes awesomely, let's see. Oh, it's a six. Right, so he's going to punch me into the rope, but then he's going to leave his fist there, and I'm just going to like bounce between the rope and his fist. And it's six damage. So I'm dead. Like I'm completely like just.
And
I'm just like. Pulverized into like a sort of just a thin veneer on his cat paw, and then he just flicks me off, and I land next to the scorpion and go blimey,
and I fall to my knees and go no, and then I go I don't want to say I told you so, but if you hadn't thrown that double mirror copy of you at his face,
and at that point
you would have been fine.
It swings back around and just smacks you in the back of the head. Right, okay, so now it's your go. It's you and the cat.
That's it.
The tension. And the wizard, he's pulled out a little organ. He's like, dum, 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 dum.
Right, just going to do seven damage. You can do this, Alex. Think of all the things.
Dum, 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 dum,
times. This is your chance to shine. You've never managed anything like this before.
What are you going
to
do? Dum, 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 dum. Dum, 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 dum.
I've never tried this before, but I'm going to try and charge
you. You're saying this all out loud. Get on with it!
I'm going to try and charge up and actually do a Hadouken. It's never worked before, but I'm going to give it a go. If it hits, that'll be the best end. Two. So I go into the pose and then I just stand there for like a second or two and I'm like, no, it's not like
that. You just a little.
No!
All right, now
is
the
he
cat,
dead yet?
Now the cat just like rears up into the air, both his paws, and he's just gonna slam down and he's gonna destroy either plinth, either side of you, so you're trapped on your plinth. And five, so they're just gone, and you're just there on the plinth, and
facing
just,
him.
Massive, and you just smell tuna and kitty cat, like tons of kitty cat, like, it's really strong.
That is disgusting.
You take one damage from the kitty cat, because all you're like, so you're on 29. Okay.
You're watching, like, did he damage you with a smell?
Yeah.
You are really bad at doing this.
Yeah. The wizard's got distracted.
I'm going to try again and make an illusory copy of me jumping towards him, and then the cat will swat at it and hurt himself, and that'll be it. That'll be perfect.
No, but you should, at the same time, do your own attack.
Oh, that's brilliant. Okay, I'm going to make an illusory copy and me attack at the same time. So either he'll hit me...
Do an attack that you can truly do.
Okay.
Something that you can do. Your attack. What Holland has inside him. His power animal. And there's a power animal in front of you, and it's the walrus. And he's just into your eyes, and you can feel the energy electrifying through your skin.
Yeah.
And you're getting a plus one on this roll. What are you going to do? What is your punch going to be?
Okay, it's going to be the shelf.
It's going to be the shelf.
Yeah.
What's the shelf?
I'm going to dive.
Well, roll, see if you get the shelf.
Five.
Oh, six. It's a six with plus one.
It's just putting out the tools for a shelf that I've got on me.
Yeah.
And I'm screwing them together.
Okay.
And I'm going to hit him with it.
Okay, yeah. So you built a shelf.
Yeah, okay. Built a shelf.
Okay, roll for the illusionary you.
Illusionary me. Four. Enough. It's enough to get past.
Okay.
And now we both attack.
Okay, so you roll for your attack, so you might finish him off.
4.
What have you actually got to attack with?
The shelf.
Your shelf? I don't know what the hit points are for that, so I'm just going to do straight up 4 for 4. So.
Done it.
So it's. So. 3. The cat's on 3, but it's now going to swing at itself. 5. It completely hits. 4. It's 20 damage, so. You smack it with the shelf.
It hits the illusionary.
The illusionary
it
comes up into its vision. It swings round and just KOs itself in the forehead. And as it falls, the wizard dum 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 dum, and he's doing that dum 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 dum, and then he just disappears.
Yeah.
And the towers just disappear. And because none of this ever happens, Scorpion goes back into his robot shell, and the cat just disappears, you know, back into its own timeline.
And we follow
everyone goes
the back, twine backwards.
The twine, and then I'm back just weeing, and you're there, and you're looking at the twine again, but it disappears. Just as you touch it, it just... And then out of the woods... This week on Holland and Cal has already happened.
But we haven't done anything.
Don't worry about it. It's really, you'll figure it out.
I've just been weird.
Yeah, it was really interesting. Thank you.
We've been axed.
So, don't forget to check out our... Like us on iTunes.
Like us and things and do a review.
Please share it with your friends. Goodbye.